gone. It is my last segment for my show, at least, of the DNC. I can't believe I finally got here. I just need to lay my head down, Morris. I'm tired. It's been a week of joy, of joyful warrioring, of elevating people's voices, of trying to get to, I think, trying to get the message through to the middle class and just ordinary Americans that this presidential ticket of Harris-Walz is your ticket, right? It is the ticket. These are people that care about the middle class, that aren't going to give away handouts to billionaires and the wealthiest corporations. And so it's only fitting for me to be joined for this last segment of my show during the DNC with one of my favorite guests and where I began my DNC coverage, Morris Pearl, former BlackRock executive and chairman of the Patriotic Millionaires, a group that believes that wealth should be taxed just like work is. Welcome back, Morris.
Had a great time here in Chicago.
Yes, it has been a great time. So what is your favorite thing so far at the DNC?
It's got to have been listening to the former president and Mrs. Obama speaking.
Yeah.
They just energized people.
Yeah, it was really incredible. I thought that was definitely one of my top three moments. Morris, yeah. There's going to be a lot of blood spilt between now and the election. And a lot of the consternation, a lot of the hand-wringing that's going to come from the right, a lot of the bogus, the lies, the distraction, is going to be about economic policy. If there are people listening to us right now, Morris, that may be inclined to believe some of that hogwash, you're a rich guy, you don't have to work anymore, you're basically what everybody wants to be, okay? Right? I mean, that's fair, right? You got all you need and more.
Yeah.
You don't have to work anymore. If people are inclined to believe what the MAGA cult is selling, why are they wrong, Morris?
Well, I think what the MAGA cult is trying to sell is the idea that you have more to fear from your neighbors, from people who live next to you and are also struggling to get by, but maybe have a different color skin or talk with a different accent or, you know, have names that end in the letter O. And those are the people that are in the same situation you are. And on the other hand, what the Democrats are telling you is that the people who are stealing your lunch are the people like me who haven't worked in years, get plenty of money from investments in the stock market and whatever, and don't even pay any taxes on it.
Mm.
And really, are you more concerned about the possibility of other struggling people who are maybe trying to catch up with you? Or are you more concerned about the guy whose money is trickling up to from everybody when they pay their bills?
Yeah.
And I think that's really the question that's facing America right now.
Yeah. Well put, Morris. And that's, for as long as I've had political sentience, I've always said to people, listen, we have common cause in one another if you are a person who gets a paycheck. Women have common cause with Black and brown communities because we want to get paid the same dollar for the same amount of work, right? That middle-class families, that urban middle-class families have much more in common with rural farming families who still have their family farm, and we all are struggling. And part of the reason for the struggle is that the tax system is so fundamentally unfair in this country that we have for some unknown reason, and a reason that doesn't match fundamental American values, decided that earnings on investments, those still dollars, are somehow not supposed to be taxed as much as dollars earned from work. It's fundamentally flawed, is it not?
That's the basic philosophy of the other side, that, oh, the rich people, they're supposed to get richer. You know, celebrities are supposed to get special treatment, and rich people, they're supposed to have special privileges. And if you believe that's the way the world is supposed to be, well, maybe you should vote for Donald Trump. I'm going to go and listen to, you know, Vice President Harris lay out her case. If you watch on TV, I'll be sitting right behind the Puerto Rico sign in Section 202.
Oh, I'll look for you, Morris. Wave.
I'll try.
Wonderful.
But, yeah, I mean, I think that's the case that has to be made, is that you don't need to be afraid of other people who are with you and struggling to get by and of them catching up with you somehow or other.
Right.
That's not the fear.
Yeah.
The fact is that there are some billionaires and millionaires who really think everything should be owned by millionaires and billionaires.
Yes.
And you shouldn't have anything.
Including the entire apparatuses of government.
And that's just
wrong.
That's not the way America was supposed to be.
Yes.
You know, originally when we created the states and colonies, wealthy people paid more taxes. People paid taxes based on their wealth.
Yes.
Their wealth was essentially how much land they owned. And that was how all taxes worked.
Yes.
And the idea that
income tax and taxes on capital gains, all that stuff came much, much later because
yes.
they understood you tax the wealth.
Yes. That's how our country was founded. That's what the founding fathers understood. But somehow we've gotten to the idea that, oh, taxes only come from paychecks, from people who get a paycheck every week should have tax deducted from it.
Yes.
And people are already rich. Well,
maybe. Maybe not. Folks, that is my good friend and yours, Morris Pearl. He's going to be part of my new daily segment called Maggie and the Millionaires. There'll be a special day on Monday because those are going to be Morris Mondays. Happy DNC, Morris. Thanks so much for stopping by. To end where I began is just such a perfect circle coming to a close. I'll be looking for you behind the Puerto Rican sign, the Puerto Rican delegation, during our next president's speech this afternoon. Thanks again, Morris.
Thank you, Maggie.
Folks, it has been a week. I can't... when we began the convention and our coverage here at Civic Media, I didn't really know what to expect. I knew that people were really excited, that there was a lot of joy, that people were engaging, that the Harris-Waltz ticket was encouraging folks to get involved that had never been involved before. Yesterday, I heard a story walking through the concourse. I heard someone saying to me, hey, I was walking into the convention and this group of young people came up to me and they asked me, how do I get involved? How do I volunteer? Who do I talk to help? In my opinion, this convention has exceeded all of my expectations and it is bringing so much excitement and love to everybody that's touching the movement. I am a joyful warrior. I'm Maggie Dawn.